Today's hearing examined a Dallas County jury's decision to sentence Amber Geiger to 10 years in prison for fatally shooting Botham Jean in his own home. Constitutional law professor Gloria Brown Marshall says the panel will be taking several issues into consideration.
So the question is, was the law given to the jury insufficient? Was it incorrect? Did the judge err? And in that error, is there now an appeal that's strong enough for her to be given a new trial?
Geiger was not present in the courtroom today, but her attorneys argued she made a reasonable mistake, and as a result, her murder conviction should be overturned. Former New York prosecutor Charles Coleman Jr. explains the defense's reasons behind the appeal.
Basically arguing that she should have been prosecuted for criminally negligent homicide and not for murder, seeking for a lower sentence, which would be the appropriate sentence under criminal negligent homicide as opposed to murder.
Geiger said she was returning home from a long shift and mistook Jean's apartment for her own, which was one floor below hers. When she saw the open front door, she went in and shot him, testifying that she thought he was a burglar. Jean, a 26-year-old accountant, was eating a bowl of ice cream when Geiger fired her gun. Coleman says the case was clear.
When you go into someone's home and you intentionally kill them or cause their death, that is not criminally negligent homicide under Texas law. That is actually murder.
Dallas County prosecutors say Jean's murder was intentional. They question how Geiger could have missed several signs she was in the wrong apartment and why she didn't call for backup. And Gloria Brown Marshall says getting the conviction overturned will be a challenge.
It's very difficult for the court, even an appellate court, to set aside a jury's verdict because the jury listens to the facts, decides who's credible and who isn't, applies the law that's given to them by the judge, and then they decide that a defendant is guilty beyond a reasonable doubt.
And we know the panel of judges is expected to return a decision at a later date. Under her current sentence, Geiger will become eligible for parole in 2024. Marnie.